Breitbart Business Digest, The Inflation Reduction Election. By John Carney on November 7, 2022. Inflation is hands down the most important issue on the minds of Americans on the eve of the midterm elections. An Economist/YouGov poll taken of 1,500 American adults in the first week of November found that 68% say that they will be thinking about inflation a lot when casting a vote in this year's election. That's a higher share than any other issue. From the border, to guns, to abortion, save for the economy, which scores 73%. When asked what the single most important issue facing the country is right now, 27% say inflation, followed by 10% each for healthcare and the economy/jobs. The Biden administration has struggled to present a palatable program for fighting inflation. There was the infamous Inflation Reduction Act, which every reputable economist agreed would do little or nothing to reduce inflation. According to the Economist/YouGov poll, just 32% of Americans say they approve of President Biden's handling of inflation. 54% say they disapprove of Biden on inflation, with 40% saying they strongly disapprove. One thing handicapping the Biden administration is that the left does not take the inflation problem seriously. Just 15% of Biden voters say inflation is the top issue. Among self-described liberals, just 9% say inflation is the top issue. Among Democrats, inflation is the number one issue for just 18%. Compare that with 26% of moderates and 28% of independent voters. Similarly, the left thinks Biden is doing a great job on inflation. Job approval on the issue among Biden voters is a sky-high 65%. Among liberals and Democrats, it's 63%. Among independents, however, Biden's job approval on inflation is just 21%. Among self-described moderates, it's 40%. The racial politics of inflation is disconcerting for Democrats. 71% of Black Americans say they will be thinking a lot about inflation when they vote, with 16% strongly approving of Biden's handling of the issue and 31% somewhat approving. 32% of Black Americans disapprove of Biden's handling of inflation. Among Hispanics, 62% say they will be thinking about inflation a lot, with 46% saying they disapprove of Biden on the issue. 30% disapprove strongly. Just 38% approve. Among whites, 69% say they will be thinking about inflation a lot. 61% disapprove of Biden on inflation, and just 29% approve. We will likely know who will control the House and the Senate by the time the Labor Department releases its Consumer Price Index, CPI, for inflation. A month ago, the CPI showed consumer prices were up 8.3% from a year earlier. Core inflation, which excludes energy and good prices, was up 6.6%, the largest annual increase since 1982. Economists are forecasting the year-over-year headline number will fall to 8% but will remain at 6.6% for core inflation. The consensus, however, has consistently underestimated inflation, so an upside surprise seems likely. Americans cannot simply vote inflation away. But solid majorities for the Republicans in the House and Senate could provide some relief. On the supply side, a GOP Senate majority could block climate activist appointments that are playing a role in discouraging domestic fossil fuel production. On the demand side, GOP majorities will be able to prevent the kind of overspending that got us into this mess.